The Gift of Healing, Part 11, Real-Life Examples of the Gift of Healing. The Gift of Healing was a big deal in the early New Testament church. We read in Acts 5, 12-16, "And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And of the rest durst no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them, and believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter, passing by, might overshadow some of them. And there came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, every one." As you study the New Testament, you'll see that not all the healings were based on physical causes. Sometimes the true root of a cause of a physical abnormality can be emotional, as we read in Luke 4:18, or demonic possession, as that Acts 5:12 through 16 scripture just gave us, as well as Luke 13:11. And of course, when it comes to physical dis-ease, the intervention of a licensed medical practitioner may also be the God-given approved direction. Only someone who has a gift of discernment can effectively know what to say in order to correctly exercise the gift of healing. That means if you don't hear God and his promptings, at least in your mind and your heart, you might want to wait on healing people until you do. After all, as they say, do it right or don't do it at all. And healing is serious business. There are several in our midst today, right now, real people who've been healed not by doctors nor by priesthood blessings, but by someone exercising the gift of healing. Their stories are profound. So I've anonymized their names, and we're going with first initials. So when I give you a first initial, that is going to be a different person. So here's the story by a person I've acronymed down to G. G says, "A few years ago, I had a health issue arise, and I went to my doctor and tried several different medications. Nothing I was trying was helping, and it just seemed to be getting worse. I prayed, asking the Lord what I needed to do, and felt the Spirit answering, saying that all these things will be for thy good and experience. I thanked the Lord for the health ailment because I knew he was teaching me and asked for strength. After 2.5 months with no reprieve, I awoke one night, and the pain was worse. I kneeled down by my bed and began crying out in prayer, pleading with the Lord. I explained to the Lord that if I was supposed to continue to suffer with this, I would, but if there was any way it could be taken, I pleaded that he would do so. I then clearly saw in my mind the woman in the Bible who suffered for 12 years with a debilitating problem. I saw her reaching out to touch the Savior to be healed. After all of the studying, I went to the Lord in prayer. I then received personal revelation on how I should change my diet. He gave me specific instructions to strictly follow for 10 days and then fast on the last day, and I would be healed. That last day fell on a fast Sunday. When I came home from church and ended my fast, all my pain was gone. All the symptoms had disappeared. I was truly amazed and overwhelmed with the love the Lord has for us." Here's Jay's story. Jay says, "I was in the student audience listening to a speech delivered by one of the professors, a man known for being a very spiritual man. As he concluded his speech and we were filing out of the little theater in the Wilkinson Center at BYU, one of the members of the audience cried out as if they were in great pain. It appeared to be some type of epileptic seizure. While most of us stood there in shock, the speaker calmly walked over to the person, silently took them confidently by the hand, and looked them in the eye. The screaming ceased immediately, and the person was calm." Here's a story. Here's what happened to S. S. S says, "My son and daughter-in-law have been trying to get pregnant for the last 18 months. They finally began fertility treatment consisting of 3 attempts with an IUI. If that didn't work, they would try IVF. I've been fasting and praying for many months, once a week, and telling God to please heal them from the infertility and to give them the power to fulfill His commandment to multiply and replenish the earth. The first treatment of IUI wasn't successful, and our daughter-in-law was extremely disappointed, though trying throughout the whole process to trust in God and have peace. After the second IUI treatment, my son told us that Jay was going to have a pregnancy test in 2 days, but that she doesn't feel pregnant. When he said that, I knew a miracle of healing was going to happen. I expressed doubt always opens the way for a miracle by overcoming that doubt with perfect faith and trust in the Lord. He said this to us on Saturday night, and I knew I would fast and pray the next day, Sunday, and exercise my faith and trust in the Lord for a healing miracle for them. I was excited because I knew a miracle was very possible. While fasting the next day, I told the Lord that I was before Him in mighty prayer to plead for a healing miracle for my dear son and his wife. I had perfect faith that there was a child meant for them who was supposed to come to the earth to be in their family and who would be their child for time and eternity. I told the Lord to send them their child, the one who belonged to them and was meant for them, and the moment I did, I felt a flood of peace, comfort, joy, light, and love, and I knew that God had healed them from infertility and that Jay was pregnant. It was such a beautiful opening of heaven that I knew the Lord was present. Jay had her pregnancy test the next day, which I had total peace about, not concerned at all, and later that day my son and Jay came over to our house, walked in the door, and said, "We're pregnant. Glory to our great God in the highest forever and ever." Here's L's story. This is from L. "I just wanted to share with you my experience. I was listening to one of the recent healing podcasts. I can't remember which one. You spoke about a man who had 3 bad teeth that were healed through the gift. This was very coincidental, if there is such a thing, for me, because as I have also had 3 bad teeth, which were giving me a lot of issues, and even though I had visited 3 dentists for different opinions, they couldn't find the problem. I was getting intermittent toothaches that were causing me great distress, and also a lot of emotional distress, as I had a lot of anxiety due to my allergies and sensitivity to medications, which, if I became unwell, can become a very complicated thing for treatment. A small tooth problem can become a huge problem for me. As I was listening to the podcast, I felt the Lord was telling me He wanted me to hear this man's experience. I immediately prayed to the Lord about this, and I asked Him to heal me. I touched each of my teeth and asked Him to heal them. Guess what? No more toothaches. He, the Lord, healed them. I know He did. I love the Lord so much, and I'm thankful that He talks to me in a way that He knows I will hear Him. He truly used this man's experience to help me. When we make everything about Him, miracles do truly happen." Here's C's experience. "Last year, we were packing up and getting ready to move from X to Y in just a couple weeks. My 2-year-old had broken his leg previously 6 months before. This particular morning, while I was rushing around telling my kids what to pack, my 2-year-old started screaming uncontrollably. He has a beautiful, wild, and tough soul and gets hurt often, but he doesn't cry for very long. I tried everything I could to comfort him, but nothing worked. This went on for about 20 minutes. I tried to stand him up, but he would not put any weight on his leg. The screams sounded the same as the last time, and I knew it was broken. All I knew was I did not have time for this. I felt so overwhelmed. I told God, 'I'm moving like you said. I'm trying to do what you want, but I can't handle this. I'm overwhelmed.' I felt the prompting to lay my hands on his leg. I closed my eyes and immediately saw in my mind all these round things, which I thought were cells, flooding to his bones, circling inside. I saw this fluid whoosh around, and then he stopped crying. I opened my eyes and took my hands off of him. He climbed off the couch and ran off. I stayed kneeling and in awe. How grateful I was that my big boys got to be there. It was beautiful. It healed me too. He, the Lord, does not care how long we have believed. He just cares that we believe today, and He will capture our heart." Here's an experience from A. A said, I had allergies since I was little, and asthma too, although I mostly grew out of the asthma. I didn't really think about my allergies too much. I just accepted them as part of my life. Some of the things I was allergic to were my favorite animals, horses, cats, and some dogs, various pollens, etc. Most mornings I spent sneezing with a running nose and eyes which made making breakfast and many packed lunches rather hard, as I had to keep blowing my nose and then washing my hands. I remember being in tears at the prospect of visiting some of our dear friends because I was so allergic to their cat that I could hardly breathe when we went there, even when the cat was put in a different room. My husband, observing my discomfort, decided unbeknownst to me to pray to Heavenly Father that he would take my allergies from me and give them to my husband instead. A little while later, I flew to England with one of our daughters and our little toddler son to visit my dear mom, who was dying of cancer, and also to visit other family members. One day when we were staying at my sister-in-law's house, I got a call from home saying that my husband had gone into anaphylactic shock after eating some raw hazelnuts and had to go to the emergency room at the hospital. He recovered, thankfully. The doctor said that if he had waited before going to the hospital, his airways would have closed completely and he would have succumbed. He then developed more allergies to other raw nuts, to most fresh fruit, and to cats, as well as to seasonal allergies. I really didn't realize that I had been healed from my own allergies until we were walking together one afternoon and he was sneezing like crazy, but I wasn't. Jokingly, I said, "I guess you've taken my allergies." And in surprise, he said, "Wow, my prayer really worked then." That was when he told me about his prayer. I was so impressed that he didn't just pray that I would be healed from my allergies, but that he would take them upon himself instead, a prayer of true love and willing sacrifice. Here's S, a different S. When I found out I was pregnant with our fifth child, I also found out it was an ectopic pregnancy / tubal pregnancy, the right fallopian tube to be specific. I went to the internet to look up and to learn more. What I discovered wasn't very promising. I wasn't willing to have the doctor surgically remove the fetus or the baby and didn't want my tube to rupture either. As I sat at my computer, I remember thinking while shaking my head, "No, I don't believe these are the only options available." Suddenly, two other thoughts came to my head. Option number one, pray and petition our heavenly parents and ask the Lord to come and physically move the fetus, the baby. Or option two, the baby would be taken up to heaven and given to us at a later time. My heart leaned on option two for various reasons, but as soon as I was choosing that, I heard the voice, the thought again, persuade me to choose option number one instead. I was told by the Lord, probably because I had it in my heart from reading the miracles and healings in the scriptures, that it would be instant. No snap of the fingers, no magic pixie dust. This is human life, and it's delicate. It will take some time for me to detach and reattach him. That's when I knew we were having our fourth son. About 4 weeks went by, and I was about 12 weeks pregnant by now. One morning, as I was just starting to wake up, I knew we had a visitor on the bed, sitting between my husband and I on our bed. Instead of angels, it was the Lord himself, Yeshua. I was like a little girl at Christmas time, excited to open gifts. I wanted to have a long visit with the Lord and found out he was saying goodbye. He was leaving and told me he had completed what he said he would. It was completed, finished. The fetus was successfully moved into my uterus, safe and sound. I was given this experience, so later looking back, I could not deny that it was really a tubal pregnancy and that the Lord personally came and healed me and healed this little one. I was told to name him a specific name. What started off as an ectopic pregnancy turned into an uneventful, normal pregnancy. Here's T. I hope it's not too late for a story of healing as you requested of your audience. I was diagnosed with a mental illness called bipolar 1 and was put on two medications for it. I did not like the side effects of the drugs, but I felt that they were important to take and keep me stabilized. After a year of taking the drugs, I found a YouTube of this miraculous healing of a 3-week-old baby who died of SID and was brought back to life. This true story was told by Becky Dvorak, and that's spelled D-V as in Victor, O-R-A-K, Becky Dvorak, of her adopted child 20 years ago. She is now an author and a prophetic healer. So after watching this and reading several of her books, I realized that I could be healed of my illness and go off my meds for good. I prayed, fasted, and exercised my faith in Yeshua's healing power and went off my meds, and I was healed. I didn't tell anyone for a month as I was afraid that they would convince me that I was wrong. But since after a month with no symptoms, I was sure that they would believe me, that it was a miracle and that I was truly healed. It has now been 4 months with no symptoms, and I want to shout it out from my rooftop. Miracles do happen, and I'm living proof. The only thing that keeps my miracle active is my continual gratitude for my Savior Jesus Christ, which I will never forget to do daily. Thanks for letting me share my story. For all your hard work in keeping this blog going, may God bless you forever. Well, thanks to all of you who sent me your examples of the gift of healing. And I'm talking not priesthood blessings, not medical healings, but the gift of healing in which a person exercised faith, which helped heal another or themselves. Some I've included in the body of this post, and others, because I can't have this post be miles long, I've included in a Google Doc, and the link is here on this podcast's website, which is ldsperfectday.blogspot.com. I leave you with my testimony that the gift of healing is a real thing. I've seen broken hearts mended in the blink of an eye. I've seen stage 4 cancer healed on the spot, and I've seen people healed of abnormalities which doctors and even state presidents had long given up hope of healing. Let me tell you something. Yeshua is a real person. I know this fact independent of anyone else. I know his face, his hands, his feet, and yes, especially his smile. He is so full of love and life and passion. If I were to guess what his favorite activity is, I think he would say it's healing. He loves to turn that which is seemingly dead or dying into something or someone that's full of life. He delights in shattering our mortal expectations of just how merciful and giving a God is, and in doing what's been called impossible math. As we read in Ephesians 3:20, he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. I testify that what he says in Jeremiah 33:3 is true. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and shew thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And I know that he longs for the day when he gets to hold you and look you in your eyes and say to you, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I've called you by name. You are mine. If you really want to experience a mind-blowing adventure with Yeshua personally, then I invite you to reread this series. Get familiar with the gift of charity and the gift of discernment and alignment, the future, the near future. It's going to need all the true healers it can get. So go forth and make sure that together with Yeshua, the fire that will burn within you will be more powerful than the fire that will burn around you.
Hope when you take that jump, you don't feel the fall. Hope when the water rises, you built a wall. Hope when the crowd screams out, you're screaming your name. Hope if everybody runs, you choose to stay. Hope that you fall in love and it hurts so bad. When the moment comes, you'll say, I
I swear I lived. Hope that you spend your days, but they all add up.